1615.
Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. We're in the studio. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. So do enjoy those. They're on us. freetalklive.com. As we start things out this hour with an email, which it's a little on the lengthy side.
Okay.
But nonetheless, one of the best, I think, retellings of an experience that I've seen in a while, at least in our email box. It's from Anthony.
Quite a bit of prose, huh?
It's an experience that he had recently with a young lady at a bar. He says, I feel like I've just lived through an Orwellian 1984 thought police nightmare. Tonight, I decided to go out to a dance club that's only about a block away from my house and have a couple of drinks, maybe ask a girl or two if they want to take a few spins around the dance floor. You know, a lot of Americans do these sorts of
things. Sure, dancing's good. It's good exercise for you.
I was on my second light beer when this young woman, who looked to be in her early 20s, walked up to me and started a conversation. She seemed polite enough at first, and because I kept my hair pretty short, I think that she assumed I was serving in the military. I explained to her that I was not in the military and that my hair didn't have to be cut short. I just liked to cut it short. After some more small talk, she then asked, sort of out of the blue, who I voted for in the last presidential election. More to the point, she asked if I voted for George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I said no. I had not voted for George W. Bush. She then immediately came back with, oh, so you must be a liberal and a Democrat and you voted for John Kerry, right? I said, no. I'm neither a liberal or a Democrat, and I did not vote for John Kerry, but I did vote. She looked very puzzled at my response, as if there were no other conceivable candidates.
Yeah, as though you just can't vote for anybody besides those two.
In fact, I'm not certain that she even realized that there was such a thing as a third or other party candidate. She then practically demanded to know who I had voted for if I hadn't voted for either George W. Bush or John Kerry. I told her that I voted for the Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik. She said, Michael who? Well, in any event, after she paused for a few seconds to consider my response, she seemed disinterested in who I had voted for, since it was not George Bush. I could tell that she was certain that I was an absolute idiot for not voting for a Republican. She then began asking me a series of politically charged questions, mostly about the war in Iraq. She also volunteered, because I certainly didn't ask, that she was on active duty in the U.S. Navy.
I see.
She proceeded to boast about how proud she was to be third-generation Navy. That means some of her family members were in the Navy. And a Republican. I allowed her to toot her own horn for a while and kept an open mind until she said, I'm tired of these people who call themselves Americans, but don't want to let our president do the job we elected him to do. Americans voted to make him the commander-in-chief, so if he tells us to drop a bomb somewhere in Iraq, we should just do it without asking questions.
Good Lord.
I had to say something at this point, so I said, well, I'm an American, but I didn't vote for him to be president or to drop any bombs in Iraq or anywhere else. How do you account for that? At this point, I think I actually saw steam begin to shoot out from her, both of her ears and her face started to turn a darker shade of red. I apparently had struck the wrong chord in this young female sailor, and now she decided she was going to put me in my place. She retorted, oh, I bet your parents were pot-smoking hippies, weren't they? You're not a real American like me. I'm fighting for our freedoms. In fact, you want to know what I think the real problem is? I think America has had too much freedom for too long.
I bet she does.
Americans have become intoxicated with freedom, and it's a big problem.
Intoxicated with freedom.
I asked,
I wonder if our founding fathers were intoxicated by the idea of freedom.
Apparently they were. I asked, what do you mean by intoxicated with freedom? She said something to the effect of, Americans are complaining that their freedoms are being taken away when in reality we have more freedom than we know what to do with, and now the military who provides that freedom is being criticized.
Oh, it's the criticizing of the military, because it's okay to criticize, when you're a Republican, it's okay to criticize bureaucrats and large government, unless those bureaucrats
are
carry
military.
Guns. Well, police and military.
Yeah, true.
Firefighters, too.
Yeah.
But Republicans, you know, they like their... Dun, 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 dun. They like their red, white, and blue bureaucrats.
Uniforms, baby. Uniforms.
Strike up the band. Dun, 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 dun. Bum, 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 bum. You know, and the fact is, they're just bureaucrats, really.
Yeah, they are.
All you small government Republicans out there that love the military,
they're just bureaucrats.
They're younger bureaucrats with automatic weapons.
And it's the most bloated of all bureaucracies.
Right. They can't do anything right.
Well, it goes on, Mark. She then,
you know, that's not it's not entirely fair. I think that our military would be a lot better at doing its job if it wasn't.
Better if it was
shackled by
America,
shackled by the politicians that you know put all these rules on it. I mean, if we're going to invade a country, which I don't think we have any business.
Well, the bureaucrats write their own rules.
If we're going to let loose the army, I think we should let it loose on some country that's you know attacking us. And if we're going to let loose the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force Marines, I think we should let them loose to do their job, which is to kill people and break things. But I don't think we should put all these criteria, you know, well, now you're going to police Baghdad. That's not their jobs.
Yeah. And Iraq didn't attack the United States.
No.
Nor did Vietnam.
No.
Nor did the Korean
Nor did
government.
Somalia.
All right. So we'll continue here. Oh, yeah.
Grenada?
Oh, and she echoes that oh-so-famous myth that the military provides freedom. No, darling. No, no.
Really?
That is a myth. And the reason why is because you cannot have a bureaucracy provide freedom. It just doesn't work that way.
When was the last time that Americans' freedoms were put in jeopardy? And then that the military was brought
Any time Congress convenes.
Yes, that's when our freedoms are put in jeopardy.
Yeah. But the military's not protecting us from
that. I'm saying from some foreign government, not our own.
Oh, no, I can't recall.
No, I really can't either.
Yeah. So the military doesn't provide freedom. Common myth. Freedom exists and is protected by individuals with firearms. That's how freedom is protected, not by bureaucrats taking orders from elected officials, from people with fine hats. But let's go on, because there's more to this crazy lady. She proceeded to really put me in my place. And remember, she's the one that approached me and started up this whole conversation. She explained to me that the military and George Bush are giving democracy to the people of Iraq. But then she said, we had a right to declare war against Iraq because of what happened on 9/11 and how all those innocent Americans died. Even though it's come out ever since then, and I think even the president has admitted that there's no connection between 9/11 and Iraq. Sorry.
No discernible one.
Apparently she didn't get the memo.
No. But, you know, she doesn't want the memo.
That's right. She lives in a fantasy land. And anything that could possibly break down the walls of that fantasy land must be vehemently fought against in her mind. But it didn't stop there. She then asked me how I could ignore that innocent American journalists were being killed in Iraq. She wanted to know how I could ignore the loss of innocent American life like that. She wanted to know how I could stand there and question our presence in Iraq. She wanted to know how I could possibly disagree with it and still call myself an American. She was getting really emotional.
You know, as though our journalists have the right to tramp all around Iraq and to be completely free of any kind of danger.
Right. You go into a war zone. I don't feel sorry for you if you get bumped off.
You know, apparently the United States military, there's a story that's alleging it. A media organization is alleging that the United States military fragged a couple of their cameramen.
Yeah, that's been alleged a few times.
So.
This is when I remember the brainwashing that the state did to young children in George Orwell's 1984. I started thinking about how the thought police got a hold of everyone's child at an early age and began indoctrinating them with the state's propaganda. The children were rewarded for turning in so-called thought criminals. And I remembered how this training included reporting their own parents and siblings, if necessary, to maintain the security and integrity of the state. And we're actually seeing things like this here in America these days. We're seeing programs that the schools are engaging in that encourage kids to rat out their own family members and their own neighbors.
Dare.
Dare encourages kids to rat out their own parents for smoking a joint. There was a program in one particular school system that encouraged kids to rat out their neighbors for code violations.
Yes, they see, if you see a code violator, a trashy Trina on your way home.
Right.
Be sure to give us her address.
So this is happening here. Anthony says, I thought to myself how this young girl had been brainwashed at such an early age by both her parents' ideology and the United States military, and I began to get angry, but not at her. At groups of thugs like the Bush crime family, the neocons, and the Democrats. They had all played a part in corrupting this once innocent girl. We'll continue with the rest of this story about this woman that one of our listeners just happened to meet in a bar. And there's an interesting twist on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8. Toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there on the house, we do give them away, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 160,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Lots to discuss. All for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We got an email in from one of our listeners explaining or telling us about somebody he met in a bar the other night. It was a lady who was in the, she's in the Navy, and she has been thoroughly brainwashed by the system. And it's just a stunning story, and I want to continue it here in a moment, but I want to go to the phone calls first. Let's talk to Thomas in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Thomas. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about John Connors and the Resistance Manifesto.
What's that?
He's got his own website, and he goes around and talks about the 9/11 truth moment and trying to get the word out on the street about it, how it was an inside job. He's a very good Christian man, and I'd like to, you know, give him all the credit in the world for all what he's been doing. He's going to universities. Giving
what
out.
Has he been doing?
He's been going out giving copies of Loose Change. He actually
oh,
had a
great.
Yeah, he gave him
free,
Loose
Change is crap, dude. Have you actually seen any of the rebuttals to Loose Change?
Yes, I have. There's a lot of stuff that they were talking about, the cell phone calls and that wasn't any good. But
yeah, there's a lot of crap in Loose Change. And so what's this guy doing beyond just spreading conspiracy theories?
He's going around. He went around and had a meeting. I don't know if you've ever seen on Fox News. He had an interview with Danny Bonaguchi from. He's from the Partridge family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had a meeting with him. He confronted him about the 9/11 truth moment and why people are just zombies and don't wake up.
What do you want them to wake up and do exactly?
I want them to wake up and go and see what's going on. The government going to this new world order and have us the one world government. I think.
And what are they going to do about it?
Well, the people do. The people shouldn't fear their government. The government should fear the people.
I agree with that part.
I agree with that.
But what do you want people to do?
People need to get together and just get to elect people in the House, the Senate. And
like who? Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, anybody that can get elected officials
on,
in
man.
There to kind of wake up.
Hold on a second.
Aren't it the Republicans and Democrats that got us into this crazy world where the Illuminati is running everything already?
Yeah, yes, they have, but they've been a puppet.
Okay, so what you're saying is, let me see if I understand you right. You're saying that the world is run by a secretive group of elite Illuminati-type people,
and
it's going to take to turn it around, considering these are the most powerful, influential men and women in the world, all that it's going to take to turn it around is to just elect a couple new Republicans and Democrats, and that'll be it. Problem solved, huh?
Oh, no way. That ain't gonna solve the problem.
Well, what's your solution then, man?
Hey, hold on just one second. Is this group of dark conspirators in the Illuminati, are they all Jewish?
No.
No.
All Jewish. But
okay. I just wanted to know whether it was a multinational or whether it was in fact just a bunch of Jewish people.
All right. So what's the real plan? Because obviously, if it's true, and I don't believe for a second. But if it's true that the world is controlled by a dark, evil group of Illuminati, if it's true, then how is it that your plan's going to have any success at all?
Well, there's got to be a way for the people just to come out and rise against this.
Watching a bunch of videos, watching some conspiracy videos? Is that going
to
do it?
Because even if there is a conspiracy to blow up the Twin Towers, I don't know if that brings me all the way to the idea that there's a dark organization called the Illuminati that's ruling the world and wants to enslave my children.
The Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, the elite, they've got control of the media. It's tough. I mean,
you almost sound. You know what you remind me of, Tim? You remind or Thomas rather? You remind me of one of these talking points, Republican, Democrat talking points heads that you see on TV. They just spew out things like you just did. Oh, the Bohemian Grove, the Illuminati, as though that you're actually saying anything of any importance.
Coherent.
The people need to wake up, and people just don't care. They sit around and watch the tube all day,
right,
and listen to all the media tell them what they want. You know, tell them the stuff that doesn't mean anything to what's really going on behind the scenes with these people.
I see what you're saying. So you want them to wake up and elect some more Republicans and Democrats?
No, we don't. We need to. There's got to be a way to bring another independent party. I know it's very, very, very costly.
Yeah, the Libertarians have been trying that for years. Not working so well. 35 years they've been at it.
I know, but it's just, I, it's, this guy here has went out on the streets. He's been trying to just educate people. And
well, unfortunately, he's educating people with a bunch of crap. And so, therefore, when people look into his claims and discover that he was essentially either misinformed or lying, one or the other, I believe they're misinformed. They just believe what they're told. They come back and they don't listen to anything else that that individual has to say. You're destroying your credibility by attaching yourself to the conspiracy movement. And really, what does it matter who was behind 9/11 anyway? Isn't it more important to focus on the growth of government and the fact that government is becoming larger and more intrusive and more oppressive than it ever has?
That's a big problem. But the problem is, the thing that with 9/11 happened, now we got Homeland Security that's just spending oodles and oodles of money.
That I agree with you on. The Homeland Security is what you should focus on. You should focus on big government and making government small again and forget about propagating conspiracy theories. It's nothing but a waste of your time, my friend. Good luck. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Paula in Florida.
Hi. I'm just hearing what you were saying, and there is a way of doing this. Like, I've been working with the reps up in Washington, okay? I'm Andy Jackson's family. My family started the Democratic Party, but I lost three cousins in the towers, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing is, this was in the Bible, and I'm going to tell you why this was allowed to happen, because in the book of the House of David, it tells the whole thing.
I don't really want to know.
Which book is the House of David?
What's the solution? Okay, can we have some solutions?
Let me explain the solution, okay? The thing is, we don't let these Illuminatis, the CFR, the Trilateral Committee, we get them all out of office. And like I told the reps, you're not going to let them control you. And I've been working with Nancy Pelosi up there.
This is like a little Jedi mind trick.
You are not going to let the NWO Illuminati conspirators control you.
How is
that? That's right. We are God's children. They're Satan's kids. They worship Satan, okay?
How is Nancy? I've been wondering about her. She's probably got a lot of pressure on her right now.
We have more power than they do.
If they're Satan's kids, what about Jerry's kids? How do they factor in?
Whose kids?
Jerry's kids.
Jerry who?
And it's over your head. Go ahead, Paula. What's the solution?
Anyway, all I'm saying is we have the power. And like God said, the reason he let 9/11 happened, he said, we've turned away from him.
Wait, God let it happen.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he allowed it. Because he said, wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
It's in Jeremiah 30 in the Bible, if you'll read it. Okay? And
Jeremiah
he says, when
right
I hear from you, he says, when I hear from you, I will cleanse your land. Now, God used women before.
Wait, cleansing? Was that when he allowed 9/11 to happen? Was that cleansing?
He said, I gave you a grievous wound, but he wants us to cleanse this land. And he says, when we do, when he hears from us, he'll cleanse our land.
What do you want to cleanse the land from? I mean, what are we cleansing exactly?
We want to get it back to God. We want to clean this country up. Get all this corruption out of here.
You know what? When it comes to cleaning, I don't trust God. I trust Mr. Clean. Thanks for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. And the scrubbing bubbles. You can't leave them out. How about the Charmin Bear? You know what? We need to get this team of superheroes together.
Jeremiah 30, can a man bear children? Then why do I see every strong man with his hands in his stomach like a woman in labor, every face turned deathly pale? Very relevant.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's your show. That means you can bring up anything. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the site for your downloaded convenience. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee like those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you money for their archives. We give them away. Front page, freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun. Robert in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert.
Hey, gents. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just got to ask. I had a hard time not, like, falling out of my chair laughing. Are you paying these people to call in tonight?
I'm telling you, they are for real. They are for real. No, I'm not paying them to call in.
It's just, I'm already ready to pop open a beer and just sit back and just chuck my work to the wind here.
Well, hey, it's entertainment, my friend.
Gentlemen, the reason I called is I'm a Marine Corps reservist. I've been in about 18 years, and I listened to your story about this Navy person who you read the letter about. I got to admit, there are a lot of Republicans in the United States military, but not everybody in the United States military is that far right. So I just felt like I needed to call in say
hello. Actually, well, the twist of the story, I hope we can finish this email because it's a little on the lengthy side, but the twist is that the guy who's writing it was in the military for a long time.
Yeah, well, I go ahead, please.
She never asked him that in their whole conversation that they had where she got all upset, you know, thinking that he's a pot-smoking hippie or whatever. She had no idea the whole time that he also, he was a military veteran.
But, you know, what was really weird was I've had a lot. I love when listening to your show. I really do. I like the spirit. It's strong.
Thanks.
The one thing that I really troubled me for a long time is I always thought I was Republican. And the more I listened to them once in a while, I think they'd say something really, I would completely not agree with what they were saying. And then I'd hear what the libertarian would say, and I'd say, that's on the money. And yep. then I hear something that the Republicans saying that's on the money. Well, one day I was listening, because I like to listen to everybody. I listen to Alan Combs. I listen to Sean Hannity. I listen to you guys. I like to get all the, you know, I make my own opinions based on what I hear. And I think that's what an intelligent man should do. But I listen to Alan Combs, and he made a mention. I don't want to plug any websites here, of course, but he made a mention of a website, and I went on it and I looked at it. Took this online test, and it put me right on the line between Republican and Libertarian, so that answered me answered for me quite a few questions.
That sounds like the world's smallest political quiz from the Advocates for Self-Government.
It probably is, and there's how can you actually take something like that online that that actually puts you in there, but I tend to be right on the fence.
It's great. We're huge fans of the world's smallest political quiz. It's an honest instrument that really will show people where they're at on the political spectrum, and you can actually take it on our website at freetalklive.com. It's on our links page at the site, and there's a lot of other good stuff there for you, too. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's fun. The world's smallest political quiz, 10 questions. I mean, you could take this thing in a matter of a minute's time, and it will tell you as to whether or not you are a conservative, a liberal, a centrist, a libertarian, or a statist. Now, statist is somebody who's opposite from us.
I think it says authoritarian.
They've changed it. It now, I believe, says statist. But
okay.
Anyway, a statist is somebody, or authoritarian, is somebody who believes the government should do everything on both economic and social issues. The government should be in total control.
Sure.
And so that's the other hidden category of political... A political persuasion that you could actually possibly be that most people don't realize they are. So head over to freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go straight to it at links.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
You know, I listen to you guys sometimes, and, you know, you just said a few minutes ago the show is entertainment. Is it entertainment, or is there some informative education I can get from this? I mean, because sometimes guys call in with their theories or whatever.
Certainly information, but it primarily has to keep people entertained. Otherwise, they won't stick around long enough to get the information.
Well, then that just kind of proves the question I was calling about, is that sometimes you guys mock people and... You know, if they want to have those opinions.
Oh, but conspiracy theorists are so easy to mock. I mean,
well,
it's just like shooting ducks in a barrel.
I know, but if they want to have that theory or opinion or whatever, you know, well, why mock them and bash
them? I'm not trying to.
But what do we do with it? They call in, they say the buildings were blown up by demolitions, and then they challenge us to say something. Essentially, that's what it is. Hey, the World Trade Centers were blown up by plastic explosives planted there by our government. And then what do I say?
I
say
know.
Yes
well,
or
guys,
no,
yeah.
Or you're loony.
Well, yeah, but then you go off on this, you get that voice, you know, and, oh, the dark Illuminati is going to...
Well, it's silly. It's a silly concept.
And even if it's true, people don't believe it.
Well, yeah, I'd say for the most part people don't believe it. But,
yeah. But it's silly. What it's now, the reason I get that voice and I sort of make fun is because it's an absurd idea. These people get on the air and they advocate for what their conspiracy theory is. Let's just say it's the bombs in the building conspiracy theory, because there's different ones, as we pointed out. They advocate their bombs in the building conspiracy theory, and then they say, we got to wake up America and we got to bring these criminals up on charges. But then if you just think about it logically for just a second, they're asking the criminals themselves to bring themselves up on charges. If what they believe is that the world is run by a secret cabal of people in a dark room somewhere,
well,
then they're asking those people to incriminate themselves or what? I mean, it's just nuts.
I don't know. Do you guys listen to Alex Jones or Jack Blood sometimes?
No. I know who Alex is. They're both shows that appear on the same network that we appear on. But
right, yeah. And I listen to them sometimes, and some of that stuff's pretty scary.
It is. Some of it is very scary.
Let's point out, if you
listen to Art Bell's show, you'll believe that a big meteor is going to wipe us all out, too.
I want to give Alex credit where credit is due. Alex Jones does a tremendous job of keeping tabs on the police state. He does a great job of bringing out news stories about how the government is becoming more intrusive in our lives. I want to give him credit where credit's due. He does a great job with that. It's just the conspiracy theories that are a waste of time.
Well,
what we're doing, James, is we're fighting against big government, and it doesn't matter who's behind the
government
scenes.
Is too big.
What matters is what they're doing to us, and they are hurting us. They're destroying freedom. That's what we like to focus on Free Talk Live, is the death of freedom and the real realistic ways that we can fight back, which include the Free State Project. Your final thoughts, James?
It's funny you mention Art Bell, because I listen to Coast to Coast every night.
Do love Art Bell.
Well, I like the ghost stories primarily when George comes on, but anyway.
Thanks, James. That's all the thoughts I had, guys.
Take care. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. As we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian.
Gene.
You get on this anti-conspiracy thing, and you just get, unfortunately, you get a little bit unreasonable. I'm sorry. You probably see yourself as being extremely reasonable. But
that's
usually
how unreasonable people are.
Yes, it is. But you are you get so far to the other side that you're unreasonable.
Why is that?
Now, why? Because you say you don't give a darn who killed 3,000 people. Why don't you give a darn who killed 3,000
people? Doesn't matter to me, Gene. The results are what matters.
Okay, so you don't really care who was behind 9/11. You don't care.
It's an academic pursuit at best. It's interesting.
Okay.
But, okay, I mean, I've seen the videos. I mean, obviously, if I wasn't too interested, I wouldn't have taken the time to watch the videos.
Okay, so perhaps you don't really care, but you can't say that it's not an important issue who's behind 9/11.
Oh, well, I can say, because that's what I believe.
Well, so you think that the biggest mass murder in the history of this country is unimportant.
I would have said that was the Civil War, but you can go ahead.
I'd say it's unimportant, just like it's unimportant as to who killed Kennedy. It's just another conspiracy theory, and it doesn't have any bearing on whether or not the government's going to get any bigger. Government's getting bigger. That's the issue, Gene.
I would agree with you who killed Kennedy is a smaller issue, but it's certainly not a small issue when you're talking about 3,000 people being murdered.
I think that what he's using the Kennedy example for, though, Gene, is because it's as easy to prove either situation. I mean, you just can't. There's nothing that can be done here.
Right. There's never going to be any sort of proof, very unlikely that any sort of proof is ever going to come out about 9/11. Ever.
Well, there's already. I mean, there is proof out there. There's you know, analyzations, the way people have analyzed some
there's
of the material.
There's suggestion, there's hypothesis, there's theory.
Supposedly there's chemical materials that's been found on some of the steel that shouldn't be there.
Allegations, Gene, and the facts are that's where it's going to stay. People are going to get out there and push these ideas, but nothing's ever going to happen. You and I both know it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. I hope we can sneak in some of this email, but if we can't, we'll do the rest of it Monday because it's that good. It's worth waiting for. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered about what the mark of the beast is in chapter 13 of Revelation? What does 666 really mean? Or about the harlot church of Revelation 17? Or about the beast of Daniel in Revelation? Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the foremost scholars on geopolitics and popular talk show guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. Dr. Michael Kaufman is recognized for his penetrating analyses of global events and has used his information to almost single-handedly stop the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified by the U.S. Senate, 1 hour before the Senate was to vote to ratify it. Order World Events and Prophecy now and see why those who have seen it say it is one of the best DVDs on the subject. Order now at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you want to help us expand to more radio stations, to get on more people's internet connections, well, you can do it. It's a voluntary option for you. Consider we give everything away on our website for free. We're asking that you voluntarily step up and become an amplifier to the show. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You voluntarily send us $3 a month. We turn that money around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertising, which is working. We do more outreach to radio stations. We also get more internet advertising as well and bring more people into the message of freedom and liberty. Bring them to Free Talk Live. If that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about some of the perks that you get and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this show is a blessing, I just have to say. And it's the perfect example of true freedom. I think it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you,
thank
Bill.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
Just don't let George Bush know about it. He'll shut you down.
How do you think he'll do it?
I don't know. He'll find a way.
Do you think he'll use bureaucrats with pencils? Do you think he'll use guys in dark suits with sniper rifles?
I don't know.
I don't either.
The latter is more likely.
I sincerely hope that.
Because for the bureaucrats, they'd have to go after the radio stations, of which there are 20 of them. There'd be more resistance that way. It'd be just easier to pick us off.
I sincerely hope that.
I just want to say, no matter how many people calling that might, in my, you know, in my opinion or somebody else's, might think that, well, they're crackpots or something. But everybody has a right to their opinion, and I'm glad that you give them a chance enough to express themselves without cutting them off like a lot of shows do.
Well, sometimes,
and that's what we get in so much trouble for, because apparently we don't listen enough to the crackpots.
I mean, you do.
We try to give them enough time to spit out their little theories before
they get way more time on this show than they would anywhere else. Most other shows would screen them right out.
Yeah, they'd never
and
make it.
Some people complain. They say, well, why want more time on the air? Well, we got other people that want to get on the air, too. So it's not like we can just put somebody on and let them go for a half hour. But let me tell you, if you did let one of the crackpots go for a half an hour, they'd have no problem. Mark and I, we could go drive down the street, go grab some coffee at Starbucks, if I drank it, and then come back here, chat a little bit in the other room, and come back, and the conspiracy people would still be talking. But nonetheless, I appreciate the compliments, Bill. And hey, do us a favor.
What?
Call your local station there, WXNT in Indianapolis. talk with the program director and thank him for putting Free Talk Live on the air.
Hey, they cut you off at about 7:30. We get a half an hour of you, and it seems like about 3 out of 4 weeks because basketball seems to be more important.
It's what happens nationwide. It's typical with night shows. We just have to understand, and that's what we do. So we'll take it when we can get it, and we're glad you're out there listening. Thanks
okay.
for the call, man.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hey, those sports games, they pay the bills.
They do. You know, I ran a talk station, and I don't like sports. I don't like sports, especially in my talk stations.
Yep.
But I got to say that they draw in an audience that doesn't normally listen to the radio station, and hopefully they'll stay on, and they pay the bills. People pay money to advertise on sports.
Let's talk to Bill, another Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill, too. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill? Not there. Let's try Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Sounds like nobody in Indianapolis has anything better to do than sit around and call in the radio station.
We're glad they do.
We're glad you're here. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you on the conspiracy theory, Matt. They really do a disservice to the country, especially on the 9/11 thing, when we have an admission of guilt from the party that organized it. It's not like this is a multi-million dollar effort. It still only cost a few thousand dollars, 20 people buying some airplane tickets.
Well, now, the conspiracy theorists would say to you, they would say, well, that's because Osama bin Laden is on the CIA payroll, and he's part of the conspiracy.
Well, and then you also have the people saying that it's impossible to fly planes into such a small target, too.
We don't have pilots saying that.
Well, I've heard some of them. I've heard them say the same thing,
but it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous claim.
Well, especially when they manage to hit a smaller target on a daily basis from 35,000 feet, they manage to pinpoint a runway and land on it, and it's a lot smaller area than those buildings.
Great observation.
The Air Force.
Well said.
I've done a lot of flying for the Air Force, and, this was an easy task to pull off, and it was a very inexpensive task.
Sure it was.
And if there was somebody bigger behind it, they'd be proud of their action to swat down America, and they'd stand up and admit it.
You know what the real conspiracy is? Here's a conspiracy that I find intriguing. The conspiracy is that if there really is a group of evil men controlling the world, they're the ones that are putting the conspiracy theories out there to muddy the waters, to make it so that these conspiracy theorists do nothing but spend their time researching and calling people and sharing their videos with others.
Getting the word out.
Right. They're essentially wasting their time. There's this tremendous amount of wasted hours and effort on the part of these conspiracy theorists. They could be out doing something productive, but no. Instead, they spend their free time and some of their non-free time just working on these conspiracy theories, and nothing comes of it, ever. It's amazing.
You also have to figure some of these nuts, do you really want them coming up with the real deal? Because they're not going to be believed if they do. they've wasted so much of our time that no one's going to listen to them anyway.
It's true. It's too bad. They burn bridges all the time, and they lose friendships, and they lose family members over this stuff. It's really just a shame when you see these things happen. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Let's talk to James in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, fellas?
Great,
hey,
James. What's on your mind?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's just a shame you guys are ripping the conspiracy theorists apart tonight.
They keep calling in. I talk about something else.
Yeah. Well, if these guys don't, what I do is I usually cross reference all the information, and this way the conspiracy doesn't become a theory; it becomes a fact. It's the only real way you can basically facilitate your claims. And a lot of these fellows like Alex Jones, I met him personally, and I had the pleasure of spending several hours with him when he came to New York on 9/11, and we discussed several things. I had lost several friends in the towers. Also, my mother was a survivor of the towers, and I took a lot of the information and cross referenced it, and it took me a while to actually believe in some of the theories actually.
So you're a conspiracy believer then?
Yes, because conspiracy is not only theory. Conspiracy is you mentioned before about Kennedy. I mean, it's a fact that Kennedy did fire two two cabinet members were before he was assassinated, 7 months before, because
lots of presidents have fired cabinet members and not died over it.
There are all kinds of interesting circumstances around all of this, James. If you look, you can do all kinds of digging on the Kennedy assassination. And just like people are spending hours on 9/11, there have been people in the past who have spent their lives researching into the Kennedy assassination, as though it means anything, as though anything's going to change as a result of discovering who really killed Kennedy. All it is filling in the blanks of history.
It's filling in the blanks, but it does make a difference. We have to find out, like you're saying, who the conspirators are, who this. If you don't find out, you don't dig deep into these devastating.
Here's why I don't. I've seen some of the videos just as an academic pursuit, just for fun. I know where they're coming from, but here's why you don't waste your time on that. Because it won't make a difference, sir. It doesn't matter if you believe who was behind it.
You're absolutely right. If the majority of the country knows, it will make a difference.
No, it won't.
Movements are more effective when there's numbers. If you don't have the numbers,
when you get the numbers, what's going to happen?
Well, same thing happened in the revolution. we were being oppressed by...
You're telling me that Americans are going to rise up and have a violent revolt against the government because they'll find out that they were behind 9/11? That's absurd.
Not violence. The violence is not necessary. No,
okay.
Not violence. But information is necessary. Okay? And if this has to be done without... This has to be done without violence. Has to be done with getting an outside.
I see where you're coming from, and I understand. And James, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
You folks have an excellent.
We will have an excellent weekend. Thanks. 800-259-9231 or show or whatever it was. It was excellent.
Well, yeah.
It's disheartening to hear such people that really, they really believe in it, Mark.
They do. And they're not being disingenuous.
And there have been conspiracies in the past. There are conspiracies. Anytime you get two people together in a room deciding on something, you've got a conspiracy going on. Okay, yeah, so there are some conspiracies out there. But even if you prove that this one is real, beyond any shadow of a doubt, it won't make a difference.
It really won't change
anything. These people aren't
going to jail. Look at Project Norwood. I mean, it's a conspiracy that they proved.
Northwoods, excuse me.
They proved exists.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, nobody's overthrowing the government.
Government officials are immune from prosecution in most every single case. We'll see you Monday night. We'll finish that email then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.